hey, it's me, a buffering warning that shows up when you're trying to stream something. Now, I don't have any hard science to back this up, but I'm not saying that I won't show up if while you're streaming something, you also listen to an episode of this podcast. Before we continue my first ever journey through the Harry Potter series, just a few quick announcements. First off, let me just thank every single person who contributed to the Modern Muckraker Kickstarter, whether you did so financially or by getting the word out. I really appreciate all the support. We were funded. The podcast is going to happen. It'll be later this year, and thank you all so much for making my dreams a reality. Second, just a programming note, for the last Monday in May, I'm going to be taking a break, just taking one episode off. I haven't done that since we've gone weekly in January of 2019, so I'm going to take a tiny little vacation, and we won't be posting an episode on Monday, May 31st, but we will be right back on June 7th. Just wanted to take a little bit of a break. It's Memorial Day weekend. I hope you all understand, and we'll be right back on the following Monday. And finally, this is the first episode of Potterless in May, meaning that it is donation time here at Potterless. Each month, we take $1 for each member of our team over at patreon.com/potterless, and we donate it to a different charity. At the time of recording, we have 688 patrons, meaning that we'll be giving $688 to Care India. So I'm sure you've probably heard of this, but COVID has been particularly bad in India of late. And to fight this huge surge in cases, they're really trying to roll out vaccinations and various PPE programs. There's a lot of great charities that are doing work to address this situation, but Care India is specifically a global humanitarian organization that is working in India to provide emergency relief, additional health workers, hospital beds, oxygen supply, and more. So all things that they are in need of. I highly encourage all of you to support whatever cause you think is the best. But if you want to support Care India and learn more about what they are doing, you can visit them at care.org. And speaking of that team at patreon.com/potterless, we have new members to welcome to the team. So shout out to Olivia, Yaya, Alexandra, Andrew Lane, Sarah J, SJ, Sirius Chiz, Shannon, and someone that made their username Brittany, that fucking prep, in parentheses. A name correction for Jellica Salvador. Shout out to Rima Mehta and Emmeline Harland, who upgraded their pledges. And a huge shout out to our newest producer level patron, Greg Bonastali, aka Ludo Bagman. They join the ranks of Vicky, Christine, Aaron, Clow, Marchismo, Juan, Rose, Marie, Maria, Lisa, Audra, Eleanor, Nikita, Rachel, Alex, John, Noel, Claire, Rory, Veronica, Lada, Noah, Jennifer, Justin, Jacob, Maya, Polly, Zena, Harland, Nikki, Kine, Sarah, Marta, Floor, Skyla, Adele, Professor Threat, Ellie, Michael, Kelly, Harry, Connie, Jen, Nedry, Will, Marique, Ashton, Brittany, Phelan, The Meadows Family, Ginny, Heather, Kevin, Jarl, Peta, Callahan, Bella, Melanie, Rees, Joseph, Madison, Tonks, Sabrina, Sophia, Farzin, Melanie, Matt, Okamahime, Bony Pony, Kelsey, Rike, Taylor, Megan, Riley, Laurel, Erica, Kendra, Natanya, Yogan, Darcy, Sandra, Craig, Demi, Michelle, Henrique, Casey, Megan, Jack, Stain, Little, Ilaria, Gregory, Cawcaw, Ribbon, Jack, Serenity, Haley, Sabrina, Jenny, Eileen, Annette, Hufflepuff, Brett, Mary, Artemis, Samantha, Nina, Tatiana, Karis, Vomit Spiders, Punkfish, Wire Warrior, Joe, Michael, Maya, Jasmine, Neely, Tate, Sam, Adrian, John, Jody, Dunna, Nosh, Emma, Ill, Sean, Steamed Nuggets, and Can't I Potter, who never put a glass full of water on the ground while they're watching something on TV and think, I'm definitely not going to knock this over. I remember that I've put this on the ground, and then 15 seconds later, knock it over with their foot. If you want to be like one of these amazing patrons and get access to bonus content like bonus episodes, director's commentaries, my notes, exclusive monthly live streams, exclusive merchandise, and more, you can head on over to patreon.com/potterless. But without further ado, let's get into episode 175 of Potterless, our fifth and final episode about My Immortal. So this episode is Five Immortal, guest starring Kim and Sequoia from Fanatical Fix and Where to Find Them. Hello, Internet, and welcome back to another episode of Potterless, the tale of a 29-year-old man who never read the Harry Potter series as a kid. He read them as an adult. He consumed other Harry Potter content, and now the sweetest of all desserts has been reading My Immortal, and we are here to conclude our coverage of it with Kim and Sequoia from Fanatical Fix and Where to Find Them. Kim and Sequoia, how is it going?
Woof.
Accurate.
Wait, what? No, accurate. That wasn't right. I mean, I'm so stoked to get through the rest of this.
But then we won't be able to talk about this anymore. Such a fun weekly activity for the three of us.
This is the conclusion to our bit, our personal bit between the two of us, where we were joking that we were going to take over Potterless for a month. And this is the conclusion of that joke.
It has been a welcome takeover, and I'm ready to jump back into the story. We left off after chapter 35. Chapter 36 starts with an interesting author's note where Tara calls out a commenter by name.
Yeah.
Talks trash to someone by username.
Damn.
And then also,
wishes Raven a good time in England. So Raven's going on vacation.
Hope Raven has a good time.
She's going to Long Dawn. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope she goes to Long Dawn, England. So Sirius has now become Socrates, mm-hmm. very fun. Also later in this chapter becomes Spartacus. Mm-hmm. And I am here for him just becoming any name of anything with an S. Anything. It's phenomenal. Oh. Ebony explains to everyone what happened in the past, and they need potions for Trelawney to cure her addiction, and also for Ebony to use on Voldemort. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, they have potions class, so they go there. But Snape isn't teaching it. It is a lot of dots. And then Cornelio Fuck. Oh my God.
It's so beautiful.
That is
a good one.
The best drag name for Cornelius Fudge ever. Hello, it's me, Cornelio Fuck. Yes. My goodness. He now says that Dumbledore is in Azkaban. I guess he rolled doubles, what is it, three times in a row, Monopoly?
Yeah.
he has to go to jail. And also, Dumbledore, I guess having Alzheimer's wasn't bad enough. Now he's got cancer.
Yeah.
It really feels like Tara could have not done this since she's already apologized for talking about an illness that Dumbledore has.
Yeah.
So interesting choice to bring that up.
Yeah, it's interesting that the wizarding community has decided to treat his Alzheimer's and cancer by sending him to Azkaban.
Azkaban.
Yes, you must go to prison. So Ebony and her friends are talking in class, and they're doing it so much so that Fudge storms out to get Umbridge, and then Ebony drinks blood mixed with beer, and then Hagrid, noted half-giant, is somehow inside of a cupboard in potions class, and he is apparently putting amnesia potion into Ebony's drink, and then her friends all beat Hagrid up.
That she was already drinking.
Right.
What is happening in this scene?
Has she already ingested it? And also, we have to remember, Hagrid is maybe Cedric.
Oh. Right. So it's just a regular sized boy inside of a cupboard, not a half giant inside of a cupboard.
Or it's Hagrid. It's really unclear.
So now chapter 37, at the top, it says that this is from Draco, Darko's point of view. I was very excited for this, but very quickly, it becomes from Vampire's point of view.
Yeah.
And then very quickly, it goes back to Ebony's point of view. I really was hoping this was like when we get the one chapter that's not from Harry's point of view in the books and stuff. It happens two separate times. I would have loved if this was the case, but it lasts about two sentences for each, and then we're back to Ebony.
Really weird.
Yeah, so we go to Trelawney's office, and Tom Riddle is there, but it's Tom Ridd, so it's not bad Tom Riddle. He's there with new clothes for Ebony.
Good.
And
right.
Trelawney is now in Azkaban for being too gothic. Dumbledore is back in the school, but he's not the principal. Umbridge is taking over. Marty McFly shows up. And Ebony is now in the past in Slughorn's office, and she steals amnesia potion. Whew. I am starting to feel physically exhausted reading these chapters.
I was so mad at the beginning because I was like, there's no plot happening, and now too much plot.
Too many things are happening. We get this great interaction between her and Slughorn. She's in Slughorn's office, and he shouts, OMG, what are you doing, fucker? And then she says, I don't know, what the fuck are you doing? Which is great, especially because she's in his office.
What are you doing, Slughorn?
that is such a great response. I don't know, what are you doing? Oh, it's so good. I love it. I love the energy. But then she apologizes and says, oh, sorry, I was just looking around because I thought it was class.
Incredible. She is so bad at sneaking.
Really bad. But also now, this story is in second person. So I can only assume this is Draco writing about Ebony because it says you said, and it says you did this, et cetera, et cetera. So it's back to Draco maybe. But Slughorn says that she can leave and she sees the past crew, Snape and Socrates and all them, singing My Chemical Romance. And Sirius says that you can now call him Hades.
Ooh.
So he's gotten his cool new gothic name. It's Hades.
It's better than James's.
Yeah. But we do have Satan and Hades in the same story. They're friends. It's interesting. But now Satan shows up and Ebony says bye to the crew and that she will see them at the concert. So she leaves and goes with Satan. And now we get into chapter 38.
The second person only lasted for like two sentences, but it was very confusing.
Chapter 38 begins with an author's note that proposes a quiz to the people flaming the story to see if they are true goths or not. Yep. And this feels very much like MySpace energy to me because I'm pretty sure MySpace had a thing where if you broke into the HTML like we all did, hackers back in the day, you could do friendship quizzes and then there'd be leaderboards. I'm pretty sure that was a thing that people had on their MySpace accounts, which was ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember that vividly.
Okay.
I really wish that this quiz did exist too because I would like to take the quiz.
Yeah.
I keep going back and forth through this story, whether I'm gothic or not, and I would really like to know. So
I remember there was like fan fiction that used to be posted
on Quizilla.
I'm wondering if this quiz was also on Quizilla, because unfortunately, Quizilla does no longer exist and it breaks my heart.
Damn. Was that like Sporkle? What's Quizilla?
Yeah, you could like make a quiz. And people would make fan fictions and then be like, do you go make out with Draco now?
But they would often just have like one choice.
Choose your own adventure. I have chosen your adventure for you.
Yeah, it's like this is the wrong format to present this information, but I appreciate the energy.
That's very good. I am now very sad that Quizilla no longer exists.
Yeah.
Such a bummer.
Whew.
Man. It would be fun if there was a Choose Your Own Adventure book and it said, if you choose this, turn to the next page. And that was it.
Yep.
So they take Satan's flying car to the concert. And Satan is also bi, of course.
Every character is bi.
Every character is bi. All wizards are gay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also he thinks that Gerard Way is hot, of course. So Ebony asks Satan what to do to cure a Voldemort serum addiction. Mm-hmm. He says that all you have to do is drink vampire blood. Feels like a pretty easy solution since blood is everywhere at Hogwarts.
Okay, but here's the thing. Trelawney's she's half vampire.
Yeah.
What is anything?
So they go into the movie theater that is playing The Exorcist, and Ebony describes scenes from The Exorcist that do not exist.
Yeah.
There is talk of people having sex and a serial killer killing them. That is a different movie.
It's not The Exorcist.
The Exorcist has some really intense, horrifying scenes in it, and none of them are this.
And it's got much more gothic stuff going on. I don't get why that wouldn't be described.
The joke is that she's never seen The Exorcist, probably.
Yeah, yeah, The Exorcist is too scary, and she has not seen it.
So Ebony then puts amnesia potion on Satan's cigar. And at this point, is she messing up Amortentia?
Oh.
Because what is amnesia potion going to do to him?
Oh.
That would make way more sense. I was just kind of like, yep, we're doing something. Here now.
I think it comes to a point in the story where you're almost like going too much with the flow of the story and accepting it like at its face value, but that makes way more sense.
Yeah, I think that's what it has to be because previously they've talked about using a love potion to speed things up to make Voldemort fall in love with Ebony, which is unnecessary because everybody loves Ebony no matter what.
Right.
But I think that's what it has to be, especially because Voldemort catches wind of this and he says, amnesia potion has not been invented yet, so it will not work. And then he says, too bad, because I wanted to use some on you.
Gross.
So,
gross.
What? Yeah.
I hate
what
that.
Is any that? That's all nothing.
It's wild.
Okay, wait. I got to go back to this cigar. When he smokes on the cigar, it creates black clouds with red pentagrams in the clouds of smoke.
Yes.
Wow.
And I think that that's really important for me.
I think it's because of the potion, because how else would he have known unless he saw it?
Right.
So I think that's what that smoke signifies.
But also, it hasn't been invented yet.
No, it hasn't.
It doesn't.
So how would he?
Yeah.
What is?
Oh, no. Kim's broken.
I hate time travel so much.
So then, naturally, they start to take off each other's clothes. And clothes is spelled cloves a lot here, which was always confusing because I did think that the story had suddenly gone culinary. But yeah, they're just taking off each other's clothes and they make out. But there is a great description of it where she says, I took off his shit.
Oh, man. Every time they accidentally write shit. It is funny.
It's great. It's really, really great. I guess, yeah, I'm guessing this is supposed to be shirt, but I took off his shit. Just feels great.
Just all of it. All of his shit.
Yeah, so someone working at the movie theater says that they have to stop, but Ebony then attacks her and sucks her blood. Is this the first time where she does legit real vampire stuff?
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen her drink blood from a person and not from a goblet or with her cereal.
Yeah. Now, she also says that the preps there were scared, but everyone else clapped because her and Satan are cute together.
I love it when a cute couple commits murder at the movie theater.
And they're fucking nude. They're nude. Mm-hmm. They took all their clothes off. They took all their shit off. Made out.
Shout out to one of my friends in high school who did get kicked out of a movie theater while I was there for making out with his girlfriend too much in the movie. And I then watched the rest of the movie alone, which was way better than watching the rest of the movie sitting next to two people making out across five chairs in the movie theater with all the armrests put up. It was a much better situation for 14-year-old Mike Schubert.
Children shouldn't be allowed to see movies.
It's okay. Fuck that guy. He started dating one of my ex-girlfriends like a month after we broke up, and he still has my copy of Spider-Man 3 for PlayStation 3, and I'll never let him live it down.
What? Yeah, that's not okay.
Jeez. Yeah, I think he was like a skater punk guy, but now he's gone some alternate where he drives a big truck and has Confederate flag stuff.
Yikes!
I don't know how you make that jump.
Yikes!
From skater punk to racist question mark?
Spider-Man 3 thief?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Gosh. Don't know what I'm more upset about. Him hooking up with my girlfriend right after we broke up? Or not giving me back Spider-Man 3 after that? I wasn't going to ask him to give it back to me after. What am I going to do? Talk to him after he did that?
Exactly.
What a jerk. So they go to the Marilyn Manson concert. They start to mosh. Marilyn Manson then introduces the new band. So Marilyn Manson is the opening act for this student band of Hogwarts students that didn't have a lead singer until today.
Yes.
And Ebony now is on stage. She was not waiting backstage. She just is there now. They start to perform. Lucius then messes up part of a song, and the whole band starts to fight. James then pulls out his gun and then tries to shoot Lucius's arm off, but Ebony jumps in front of the bullet. And now we get into chapter 39.
Oof.
A lot.
This
just
band
happened.
Is terrible.
Yeah.
I came to a concert and all I got was watching these kids fight each other.
I can't imagine being at a concert and seeing that happen. The closest I ever got to that was I once saw Miss Lauryn Hill perform live, and she was just really mad at the sound guy for not doing the levels right, and she just kept angrily pointing to the sound dude. It was at a festival, so she had to point like behind the crowd and kept like pointing to different people in the band and doing up and down to change the levels, and that was the closest I ever got to a band arguing with each other on stage. Cannot imagine a band literally doing it on stage. Chapter 39 is... This is good stuff.
Yeah.
I was sitting when I started to read this chapter, and then I read the rest of it standing up. It's called I Am a Trolling Genius Lulz. So, apparently, a hacker has cracked the passcode of Tara's account.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me far too long to realize this is what happened, because instead of saying hacked or figured out her password or whatever, he says, I cracked this girl's passy, and I really thought that was a sexual thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
This story had trained me to think that passy was a misspelling of, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought he was like, yeah, cracked her shit, now I'm... So, glad that it's not that. He has taken her password, hacked into her account, and now, for chapter 39, he has written a new ending to the story.
Yep.
And it makes Ebony in the worst situation possible.
They certainly did.
Yeah.
This is such a strange chapter. I know this made both of you feel very powerful, but I was mostly just confused.
I just really liked it as the most clear sign that this is a joke and that this person has been doing a bit the whole time, because look how powerful I am. I can write a chapter that is making fun of this character I've created, Tara writing the story. I'm going to go another level deeper and dunk on my own creation. I think it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just super meta, and I really like super meta humor. I'm a big fan.
It also proves that spelling can be done correctly in
it
this.
It can be. And that's what's so funny is that this chapter, for the most part, is my immortal if everything was spelled correctly. And it's very interesting to read.
Have you two seen, there's actually someone did a slightly better written version of My Immortal. It's up on AO3.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I have
not
seen this.
Yeah.
Ah, I'll have to check it out.
I think it's probably about the same. The story is what it is.
Okay. So, this is how it starts. It says, and I present to you my crappy part in this story. Flame, laugh, do whatever you want, preps, end quote. So good. Quote, I, the American retail wearing British vampire Sue, coughed up blood. So we've changed Ebony into a British person named Sue, I guess calling her a Mary Sue. Mm-hmm. So Ebony dies in the past, but Bloody Mary sees Ebony's lifeless body in the present. So I guess it's a different time travel thing where your body stays.
Huh.
Her body's in the present in Trelawney's room, lifeless. Then her body in the present incinerates into ashes, and all of the gothic stuff at Hogwarts is washed away, and it goes back to the canon descriptions. All the characters who are supposed to be dead die, quote, and because the replacement author also likes to screw around with canon, Draco and Hermione fled the scene and got married. This person woke up and chose violence, and I'm ready for it.
Certainly
I'm here
did.
For it. I like it. Gosh.
They're like, yeah, I'm gonna fix my immortal, but also Dramini.
It's so good.
Why?
So Ebony is now in hell, and Ebony's hell is her wearing the preppiest of clothes: Abercrombie and Fitch, American Eagle, and Hollister.
Oof,
it's a lot of clothes.
The triad.
Yeah, it's the big three. Here's how it's described, quote, panicked. Ebony hastily tried to take off the Hollister polo, but underneath it, there was another Hollister polo underneath. Ebony frowned and looked under her shirt. All she saw was a bra underneath. Dare I point out that it's from the Aerie line available at American Eagle?
Dare I?
God.
You did dare.
It's so good.
Don't act all coy.
Ebony tried to remove the shirt again, but to her frustration, there was yet again another polo to replace it.
This is cruel.
Also, earlier, there's a description of the polo, and the author doesn't remember which side the seagull is for a Hollister polo. It is the left, but it's so good. It's on your left. It's left if you're looking at it's the left side of the shirt, like stage left where your heart is. I, of course, as a former prep, know this.
Right, okay. Of course.
It doesn't stop there, though. This is their ending of the story. But the hacker says that they have what Tara was going to post. So here now is the presentation of Tara's ending to the saga. So in Tara's version, Ebony wakes up in the present in the nurse's office. Voldemort enters, does his classic whole thing where he says, "You didn't do it," and then he just leaves. The crew then comes in. Sirius says that the bullet couldn't kill Ebony since she was from another time.
Yep.
Sure.
Obviously.
Given what we've seen with time travel, it makes sense, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know why she would still die, but it couldn't kill her.
I think it's the same principle of, like, you take the amnesia potion back in time before it existed.
And it
then
doesn't
you
work.
Can't, then it doesn't work.
So you take Ebony back in time before she existed, and she doesn't work.
Yeah.
I guess it's like Inception rules, where if you die in the past, you just wake up.
Ooh,
and that would make sense with what at least the hacker established, which is that the body stays. So I guess time travel follows Inception rules.
Oh.
But then Lucius says, but thanks anyway, and he's still got his arm. So even though the bullet wouldn't have killed her, whatever, he's got his second arm. So that's nice. It was productive.
She saved his arm. Good job, Enaby.
So she says that she couldn't believe that Vampire's dad shot Lucius. And then it says, quote, well, to be honest, Snap was possessed by Snap back then, said James. I was already confused by the quote because Snap was possessed by Snap, and then James said this.
Yep. Yeah.
It's getting off the. It's the we're gone. Well beyond rails.
We can't even see the rails.
To quote Back to the Future, which is now part of this, rails where we're going, we don't need rails. I guess what it was supposed to be is that James was possessed by Snape, said Lucius, is what I guess it's supposed to be, but it's ridiculous.
That is very far removed from what is there.
But then to make it even next level, Sirius says, yeah, he was a spy. Who?
Snape?
Who was a spy? Snape? But why would he possess someone?
Shoot Lucian?
Was it Snape was possessed by Voldemort, but Snape is the one who shot? It's getting ridiculous. And it says, quote, he was really a death dealer. Who? I just really don't know. But then it ends with Ebony catching Draco doing it with Snape. And that was going to be the original ending of the story, Ebony being very upset about this.
Yeah.
But now we go into chapter 40, which is called LOL, someone has taken my account over. But all it is Ebony's rendition of the ending, which in chapter 39, the hacker posted. But now there is also an author's note where Tara says that she's going to be on vacation until August. So maybe that is supposed to give us the lore of why she didn't notice that someone had hacked her account and posted on her behalf. But chapter 40 is just an exact copy paste.
Of what was at the end of 39. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gets very confusing.
So confusing.
It does. And then we get into chapter 41.
Not quite yet, Past Mike. Hey, it's me, Editing Mike. How's it going, everyone? Before we get into Past Mike's coverage of chapter 41, we need to get into my coverage of sponsors, which we do in a little segment that we like to call Wingardium Ad Redosa. Today's episode of Potterless is brought to you by Skillshare. Let's say hypothetically that you are Tara and you are writing this fan fiction and, you know, Raven's been helping you out and you've made some mistakes here and there. You want to improve your writing skills. Where could you do so? You could use Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community for creatives where millions come together to take the next step in their creative journey. So whether that is developing a talent that you've begun working on or really trying to master your craft, or you want to start something new, you can use Skillshare to learn a whole bunch about a lot of different areas of creativity. They've got a whole bunch of classes and things from photography to illustration. I'm really excited. I'm going to take a class called Productivity for Creatives, Build a System that Brings Out Your Best, taught by Thomas Frank. I've taken a productivity course with Skillshare in the past and I really liked it, but this one is geared specifically towards creatives. And I struggle a bit with being productive as a creative. It's very easy to put things off or say, I'll do this later, especially when you don't have deadlines all the time or a boss. So I'm excited to see what I can get out of this class so that I can be more productive in my work. The classes themselves fit your schedule and your skill level. They have a combination of video lessons and then class projects, and members get unlimited access to thousands of inspiring classes with hands-on projects and feedback from a community of millions. So if you want to try out some of these classes that are usually 60 minutes or less, you can explore your creativity at skillshare.com/potterless and get a free trial of a premium membership. Again, that URL is skillshare.com/potterless, and you will get a free trial of a Skillshare premium membership. So head on over to skillshare.com/potterless, get that free trial of a membership, and start learning how to become a better writer today. And now you'll hear words from a few sponsors who make it feasible for me to be a full-time podcaster. Some of these ads will be read by me, others of them won't. The ones that aren't are inserted locally, so if you live internationally, don't be surprised if you hear an ad in your country's native language. And once those ads are complete, we'll get back to this episode of Potterless. Now, what I've decided to do here, because A, it was very confusing to the point where, like, making notes was getting challenging. Mm-hmm. And also because a lot of people have said that it would be fun to hear me live reading and live reacting to this, I figured I could pentagram two things together.
Nice! Get it?
Get it? Because I'm gothic. So for chapters 41 through 44, the final saga, I'm going to read along and we're just going to do this live because it's confusing and I thought it would be fun to have at least a little taste of this for the ending, which I don't know what's about to happen, but I can only assume it's going to be off the walls.
Oh my gosh.
So chapter 41, author's note to everyone who keeps flaming this, get a life. I bet you probably don't know Gerard Way, who he is. You're all probably preps and posers. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm also going to be paraphrasing a lot because
yeah, this is challenging.
We'll be here for 12 years. So just your standard yelling at the preps, saying she's going to be on vacation, etc. So she wakes up. She is in a strange room. I looked around. I was wearing the same outfit as when I performed with X Black X Tier X. Looked around confusingly, nurse's office. But apparently now, oh, she's back in time. I'm back in Tim again, I screamed loudly. And now it says, suddenly Satan, in parentheses, this is actually Voldemort for photo reference?
Yeah.
Is it just in case we didn't know that
in case
Tom
we'd
Bombadil
lost the thread
is Voldemort?
Of the story, which we have, because I really don't know what's happening.
So Voldemort's wearing all gothic clothes. He asks if she's okay. Ebony says, yes, I'm okay for your information. Am I dead? Because she remembered the bullet thing.
Right.
Satan now says that she is not dead and reassures her while smoking a cigarette sexily. And it says, you're a vampire, so you can't die from a bullet. Ah, different justification. Come on now, let's go see how Harry's dad is doing.
I swear that I've already read this, but I am genuinely confused. We had a whole bit where she woke up in her correct time.
Right.
Yes. And we did a whole, she say Lucian still has his arm. And now she is waking up in her incorrect time.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And the reason that she's not dead is different. Okay. I'm back.
Yes.
I'm back.
Yes.
I had to talk it through.
But Ebony, as the narrator, continues saying that she knows the real reason she didn't die from the bullet is because she's from the future.
Okay. So the last chapter did happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And she's bringing that knowledge because she is angry that James tried to shoot Lucius, but she knows that James was really possessed, but she doesn't want Voldemort to know that she knows.
Exactly. She's trying to keep from Satan / Voldemort / Tom Bombadil. She's trying to keep from him that she's from the future, even though he has explained to her several times that the things that she is saying and doing come from the future.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. So she feels okay because James didn't really shoot Lucius and he's got both his arms, so that's okay. But now she walks outside, of course, seductively with Satan, and suddenly she sees a sexy gothic bi guy. So I guess just by looking at him, she goes, that guy is bi.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can always tell a bi person from the way they look. Oh, geez.
His description, quote, he had bleached blonde hair with black streaks up to his ears, and he was wearing gothic black eyeliner. Wow, it is so hard to read this in real time and turn it into regular words. A black Green Day shirt, it showed Billy Joel with blonde hair since it was the 80s. Ah, okay, look at that.
That is actually factual in like a really
accurate.
Weird way.
I love it.
I mean, I think this person genuinely likes Green Day.
They're great. Dookie, I Will Always Defend is one of the best albums of all time.
It is one
of very few albums that I've ever listened to where I never want to skip a single song.
Dookie Everyone's
is quality.
A banger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he's also wearing black Congress shoes and black baggy pants. He walked in all sexy like Gerard Way, of course, but specifically like he did in the video for I don't three you like I did yesterday.
Sure.
Sure.
So he says, hey, and then she angrily asks who it is, and that's Hedwig? What the fuck? Hedwig's a person?
Hedwig is really sexy. Hedwig is the sexiest goth.
Now, is this Hedwig, or is this supposed to be Hagrid and Hagrid is Cedric?
Maybe.
I think so.
Or it's Hedwig.
Oh, Hedwig used to be Voldemort's boyfriend, but they broke up.
Oh.
So it's probably Hedwig.
Interesting. Okay, so apparently the squad minus James is in the Great Hall. They don't want to talk to James since he tried to shoot Lucius.
Right.
Understandably. Yeah. They're very mad at him.
Obviously. Don't shoot your friends at the punk show.
Mm-hmm. But Lucius is mad because now Draco's never going to be friends with Vampire now.
Wait, what?
Okay.
They know so much about the future.
They do. They really do.
It's really sad that Draco's not going to be friends with Vampire, though. Honestly, their romance is beautiful.
Okay, so now what I'm gathering is that Ebony's plan is going to work. I could make Voldemort good without doing it with him. So then Vampire's dad will never die because Voldemort will be good. So she now says, quote, okay, Satan and Hedwig, you can start making out. And then she starts to film them with an iPod.
Wow. All just, right. I'm glad that her plan's coming together, but what is her plan?
Her plan. Okay, so obviously what happened was Voldemort became evil because his heart was broken, right?
Sure.
So Hedwig is clearly the one that broke his heart.
Sure.
So instead of seducing Satan herself, Enaby is going to have Hedwig and Satan get back together.
By just telling them to start making out.
By just telling them to make out and filming
it. Well, I guess the thing is, the whole origin of this was, if Voldemort was in love, he wouldn't become evil.
Uh-huh.
So she's just going to try to get him back with his ex. Now, in 2006, iPods did not have cameras, so I don't know how she's doing this. 2006 was the start
iPod.
Of iPod video, but not iPod touches or whatever that had cameras on them.
Right.
So, interesting development.
Ebony knows that someday iPods are going to be able to film stuff.
I guess. So, so Voldemort and Hedwig start to make out, and then it says, Samaro, Sirius, Snape, and Lucian all watch, because they were probably bi. I know Snape was bi.
Oh my God.
I think we've established that everyone is bi, Tara.
But also, maybe they're just like, why are you making out in the Great Hall when you're broken up? There are any number of reasons you could have for watching people make out.
So apparently Hedwig is screaming Voldemort's name in passion as his Glock touched Voldemort.
Lots of guns.
Given how the story's gone, that could be a Glock or a cock.
It could be.
Could be any number of things.
Yep. But now Dumbledore and Mrs. Norris enter. Not really a big plot twist cliffhanger like it's presented with a lot of ellipses. But now we get into chapter 42, which is called The Black Parade.
I know that one.
Goth, goth, goth.
Got there.
Okay. Author's note. The new book is coming out. So 2006, does that mean book 7 was about to come out?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
This was a wild time for fan fiction. Between 6 and 7, wild time.
So book 7's about to come out. I guess maybe it was just announced the release date. So she has some fan theories in there and what she hopes will happen. Whatever. We have My Immortal to discuss.
Right. I mean, she is right about Harry being a Horcrux, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool. Good for her. So she's in Dumbledore's office now with Hedwig, Satan, James, Sirius, Snap, and Lucius. Dumbledore was sitting in front of us cruelly. He looked more young than he did in the future.
Is
that
he still
sense.
Blonde and wearing a polo shirt?
I
assume
think so.
He is.
I would
probably.
Assume so. He took away the iPod and was now listening to a shitty Avril Lavigne song. Why do you have Avril Lavigne on your own iPod? Unless this was someone else's iPod that you filmed it with, Ebony?
Ebony.
Oh.
Well, they're in the 80s, so it's probably Ebony's iPod.
Yeah, because Avril Lavigne wasn't around yet. But this is setting the framework for Dumbledore's future persona as a goth who likes Avril.
Yeah.
Avril.
Avril.
You can
Avril.
Do it. I believe in you.
Avril Lavigne. Oh, he says he doesn't know what the song is, and Ebony hopes that Dumbledore doesn't realize that she is from the future. Well, you do have an iPod in the 80s. So Dumbledore says, be quiet, you satanists. If you're lucky, I'll probably send you all to Azkaban. That doesn't seem like something that would happen if you're lucky. That will teach you to copulate in the Great Hall. So again, Dumbledore, staying true to form, mad at people having sex on school grounds. Mm-hmm. Can't blame him, though.
Most of them weren't copulating, though.
They were just watching.
They were watching. And
they were filming.
And enjoying it because they were probably bi.
Sure.
They're all bi.
He changes the song to an NSYNC song. I'm on board
Ebony.
With this. Well, Dumbledore did this. But yeah, Ebony's got an NSYNC song on there. I mean, I love NSYNC a whole lot. So I'm here for this. Really, really here for this.
Seems a little out of character for Ebony, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, Tearing Up My Heart is just an across the music genre banger. So maybe that's what it was. Even a goth could appreciate Tearing Up My Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
So she mutters, but it says, I muttoned. So as a sheep, she says, you fucking poser. See, they talk about Good Charlotte. They're all yelling at each other. Okay. I looked around. I was in the Slytherin common room with Satan. So I guess somehow she teleported?
Wait, no. You missed the part where the iPod changed into Marty McFly's time machine.
How the fuck did I miss that?
I bet you never heard of GC, James said. Now I knew what the iPod was changing into Marty McFly's time machine.
Why?
It turned into a DeLorean.
But how does that get take them to the Slytherin common room?
I mean, it is still a car.
Yeah, because they all jump in.
Okay, so Ebony and Satan jump into the iPod time machine.
Yes, yes, yes. Which is my favorite movie.
Sure.
I guess this does kind of make sense if we're in the 80s that Marty McFly would be around.
Yeah.
It weirdly fits.
Yeah.
So she looks around. She's in the Slytherin common room.
Okay.
Outfit description, of course. But now they're in the future.
Okay.
Yeah, so they did time travel.
They time travel. So she drove Satan to the future.
Oh, that seems bad.
Yeah. Two Voldemorts is definitely a bad idea.
He asks what's an iPod, but he says an eye patch. Amazing. She says it's something they use to listen to music. Voldemort says, what is a four-letter word for dirt? Ebony says, I guess sand. And he says, yeah, I was just trying to make sure you were still the same person. What is any of that?
I literally don't know.
What is any of that?
You know what's a four-letter word for dirt? Dirt?
Is that a thing?
I don't... apparently, at some point, they must have come up with a code word or a code phrase.
Uh-huh.
So that they would always know that the other person was still the same.
I guess, but that was
person?
Never established, I don't think.
Wild. That's a wild exchange.
Okay. Willow is now here. She says, konnichiwa. All right. Willow speaks Japanese. I thought it was Jenny before who speaks Japanese, but Jenny's at least the friend who helped Tara learn Japanese.
But okay. Bloody Mary also speaks Japanese.
And
yep, yep, yep.
Professor
and
Sinister.
Trelawney.
Mm-hmm. We're all just speaking Japanese occasionally, but mostly just saying konnichiwa.
Diabolo is also here. He says, hey, motherfucker. But it says he has red hair. He's supposed to have black hair with blue streaks. Where's the continuity?
Red's gothic enough, I think, that Diabolo is allowed to have red hair.
What's also very fun in this description is it says he's wearing a Panic at the Disco shirt, but it's the abbreviation, which is supposed to be P exclamation point A-T-D. But it's P question mark ATD, so it's panic at the disco.
I think, is this panic? Our first mention of Panic at the Disco? That'd be a little surprising because they're really like on brand, I would think.
I think they were only mentioned one other time, but it is surprising that they didn't get mentioned as much. So Bloody Mary is also here. She introduces Satan to them. Satan is now crying. Ebony asks if she's okay. Now he says, you're from the future. What if you don't like me anymore because we're from different times? And she says, no, that she still likes him. And he says, okay. And then she puts on an MCR song for him.
To calm him down.
Okay.
It's like, okay, Satan, it's going to be okay. Don't be scared.
Ebony has now given Diabolo a signal to keep Satan occupied. I don't know how they've established this signal, but that exists.
It's probably Satan, finger guns.
I guess. Satan falls asleep.
Diabolo's like, go to sleep, Satan.
I guess.
Satan goes to sleep to the calming tones of MCR.
Ebony's about to go outside, but Professor Sinister comes in with all black gothic stuff. I guess she, what do you have to do? Do you have to roll doubles to get out of jail for Monopoly? So she rolled doubles, she's back.
Azkaban is more of a state of mind than a real place.
Yeah, yeah. It's where the characters go when we don't need them for a couple chapters. Oh, here's a great quote. Oh my God, where's Draco? How did Snape get back here? I thought he was in Azerbaijan.
Is Snape
yes!
here? Did we see Snape? What
no!
is happening?
I don't think he is. I thought he was in Azerbaijan.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. So Trelawney Ooh. Is glad that Ebony's okay. She was so worried for her. But apparently Snape came back because Brittany freed him.
Brittany?
I never liked her. She was a real bad student.
Oh, those fucking preps.
Oh, so of course Ebony's very upset. Did she also free Hagrid and Lupin? She asks. I hated Brittany because she was a fucking prep. And apparently Trelawney has now confirmed that yes, Hagrid and Lupin are now on the loose. They've been freed. She's very upset. Ebony says, listen, everyone, I have something important to do. Everyone stay here. And she runs out and everyone says, good luck, Tara.
You can do it, Tara.
I ran sexily down the stairs into the great hall where the portraits around looked at me scaredly. There was hardly anyone else on the stairs, and there was an atmosphere of horror. On the way, I saw Brittany laughing on the stairs. She was wearing a slutty pink shirt with flowers on it in a blue jean Abercrombie skirt and pink stilettos. She looked just like a pentagram across of those fucking preps, Hillary Duff and Lindsay Lohan. Yes, new villain has entered the fray, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah, we haven't seen Lindsay before. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Brittany is just like coming in here at the end as a villain.
As the real villain. Yeah, Voldemort's just like super chill now, so it's Brittany is the true evil. Voldemort's the Bark Lord, but Brittany is the Dark Lord.
Oh my gosh, the pink.
Okay, so they yell at each other. She shoots Crucio at her. Brittany screams, "No, help me, please." And it continues, quote, "I put up my middle finger at her. In her hand, I saw the video camera Snape and Lumpin had used to take the video of me. I put the tape of Voldemort doing it with Hedwig onto it."
What?
Then I just transferred it? How?
You filmed it on an iPod.
She took the cassette out of the iPod.
Oh, okay.
I airdropped the MP4 into the cassette tape.
Right. That is how that works.
Then I continued to round down the stairs with the camera. When I reached the Great Hall, I saw Vampire Potter. OMG Vampire, I yelled. We hugged each other happily. He looked at me with his gothic red eyes and spiky black hair. Around them were black eyeliner and eyeshadow, but spelled I capital S shadow like it's an Apple product. Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Vampire
yes,
looks
yes,
really
yes.
good right now. What? What is eyeshadow?
Gosh, amazing. Continuing his clothing description, mm-hmm. and they kind of talk about time travel, ask where Draco is. Uh-oh. Vampire says, "Draco, you mean that poser who betrayed you?" Vampire snarked with anger. So I guess that one ending where Draco was hooking up with Snape was real?
Or yeah. was it?
I we'll find out.
We'll
Maybe
find
someone
out.
Was possessed. So Ebony says, "I know, but we have to find him," she said smartly. So Harry. Harry says, "I'll do it then."
Harry? Who the fuck is Harry?
So suddenly now all the lights in the room have gone out, and now the dark mark has appeared. Harry again says, "Oh my fucking Satan." Ebony says, "I think Voldemort has arrived." Yeah, you brought him here. Or are now there two Voldemorts? That's gotta be it. There's two Voldemorts.
Gotta be two Voldemorts.
Good Voldemort, Satan is Tom asleep. Bombadil. Yeah, Satan is good Voldemort, and Voldemort is bad Voldemort. Got it. And now chapter 43. Two away. Here we go.
My goodness gracious. What was any of that? Why is the video camera coming back? What is she going to do with the video camera?
I don't know, but it's going to save the day. Chapter 43, author's note. "I think after this, I will have about two or three more chapters. Fangs to all my reviewers, not you flamers. If you flame the story, then you suck. If you flame, then fuck you."
Oh, man. I appreciate that she has the foresight. She's like, "All right, I know where I'm going, and I'm going to finish up this story."
Right.
But is she?
So, she walked sexily into the Great Hall, which I thought she was already inside of.
Yeah. Yep.
It was empty except for one person. Draco was there. Oh, cool. So, clothing description. Ebony's mad because he had sex with Snape, but he looked like Gerard Way. So, she asks Draco, "Are you okay?" He says, "I'm not okay." He screams it desperately. So, she thinks of the MCR song. I was going to say, I thought "I'm not okay" is an MCR song. Nice,
yeah.
nice.
Is Draco singing? Okay. Maybe.
I don't know. He screamed it. So now she asks, "Why did you have sex with Snape?" And he says, but now suddenly Lupin and Mr. Norris apparated into the room.
Sure, why not?
And they don't see them, though.
Don't they know? Can't apparate in...
Put that away!
Lupin and Mr. Norris appear, but they don't see them, apparently. And Lupin says, "I'm so glad me, and Snape were freed." Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Norris says, "Damn, this job would be great if it wasn't for the students." I mean, it's pretty accurate for a Filch description.
Yeah, I think that is an exact quote from Filch.
Hit the nail on the head.
Okay, Ebony now says, "Pop Adelum? Is that supposed to be a spell?"
Yes.
Pop Adelum? I can't even think of what spell that's incorrectly being. Ebony demands that they tell her where Voldemort is. Lupin says he doesn't know where Voldemort is. And now Satan and Vampire enter. So they're in the mix here. Vampire doesn't know who Satan was really. That's very convenient. Vampire is very worried about them. Now Ebony selectively takes the camera from her pocket. I'm guessing seductively.
The caramel. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the caramel. Ha! Oh my gosh. I selectively took the caramel from my pocket. Amazing.
Oh no.
Then I began Frenching Draco sexily. Lupin gasped. Draco began to take off all his clothes, and I could see he had a sex pack. Of course, the sex pack is back.
Still
then
there.
Vampire
sex
took off
back.
His own clothes too.
Oh, okay.
We all began making out together sexily.
I'm glad we got here. It seemed like this was where we were going to get eventually. Mm-hmm, you know, the love triangle was ludicrous at best. And so I'm glad we made it to whatever this is.
to save it for the younger folks that might be listening out there, let's just say the three of them have a fun time with each other. All three of them. Mm-hmm. Lupin is watching in shock, and then they start shooting curses at him. But now it says suddenly, ... enter... a big black car that said 666 on the license plate, which means it could be anyone.
Literally anyone.
Flew through the windows, and Snape was in it. Now we get into chapter 44, the final chapter. Oh my gosh, are you ready? Here we go! Author's note. Well, I have nothing to say, but everyone stop glamming, okay? If any gothic people read this, then you rock. OMG, I still can't wait for the movie. Tom Felton is so hot. Lol, I hope Harry will become gothic because my friend told me he is really emo in this book.
Wait, which movie came out in 2006?
2007 was Order of the Phoenix. 2005 was Goblet of Fire. So, gotta be Order of the Phoenix.
He is really emo in Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah. And we know that Tara has not read the books. So for her friend to describe Harry as gothic slash emo in book 5, it makes sense.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Angsty Harry, full form. Okay, continuing on, back with our award-winning story. OMFG, I'm leaving W pretty soon. Can't wait.
Leaving W.
Did she go to Dublin? Is she in Texas?
W?
Is she in Dubai?
She's somewhere.
She says this will probably be the last chapter until I come back, but this is the last chapter that exists. I hope the story actually ends. We'll find out. Oh, Draco says, that's my car. Okay, yells at Snape. Okay. It's Snape in the car, but he stole Draco's car. Snape says he's going to free Lupin, but you must help me kill these idiotic Donderheads. Ebony, Darkness, Dementia, Raven Way must be killed. Then the Dark Lord shall never die. Okay. Huh. Draco calls him a prep. Then he looks at Ebony. He says, I forgot to tell you, Ebony. Snape made me do it with him. I didn't really have sex with him.
Okay.
I mean, consent is important. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's what Draco is getting at. But let's continue.
Shuffle along.
Consent is sexy. Always ask stuff. It's always important. Please do that, everyone. Mm.
Snape is evil.
So they all put on their clothes. It says, quickly accept Satan. I didn't think Satan even took off his clothes. I thought it was just the three of them.
No, it was everyone in the room except Lupin
and Mr. Norris.
Okay.
Well, they didn't say that.
We forgot Mr. Norris was there, I would guess.
Yeah.
But Satan didn't change. Instead, he changed into a man with green eyes, no nose, a gray robe, and white skin. He had changed into Voldemort.
Oh.
I knew who thou were all along. He cackled evilly and sarcastically. So there's not two Voldemorts. There is just the one.
Who can also travel in time, which would explain why he knew the future names of everything.
All right. It makes sense. So yeah, he's just a time traveler. Okay.
Okay.
It's all coming together.
Time traveling Voldemort.
Vampire pleads with him to not kill us. Every single person, including Fred and George, run in. Vampire, Willow, Bloody Mary, Diabolo, Ginny, Dracula. So Neville's back. Or Dracula. Sorry. Neville's back. Fred and George, Hagrid, McGonagall, Dumbledore, Sirius, and Lucian all ran in.
I kind of suspected earlier that Tara had mixed Crab and Goyle up with Fred and George.
Yeah. So Dumbledore angrily asks what's the meaning of all this, and Voldemort is scared because it's the only wizard that he fears.
Sure.
Voldemort does a spell and his broomstick came to him sexily. So Voldemort, even as Volximort, is still sexy. Volximort flew above the roof evilly on his broomstick. Mm-hmm. Is he still inside? He's above the roof? Did he fly out the broken window? Slugborn, who's also apparently here now, says, oh my goth, that's great. That's really great.
Good.
Get it? Because I'm gothic? That's good. Oh my goth. The Dark Lord shall kill all of you. Then you must submit to him. Snape ejaculated menacingly. That's actually from the books. Snape ejaculated. Wow.
Got there.
So at least someone ejaculated. Wow. Yes. And Tara said she didn't read the books.
She read the books.
Harry says, I know a four-letter word for dirt. Cruciatus. What? I even Googled four-letter word for dirt, and it didn't bring up anything. So what is this?
I I guess.
What is this?
Tweeted us. Again. What a four-letter word for dirt is?
I don't know. Someone will explain it. So he says Cruciatus, but the sparks from his wand only hit Draco's car. It fell down. Snape quickly crawled out of it and picked up the video camera.
Okay.
Now Ebony is crying because of the video in the bathroom, but I thought she had replaced it with the other video.
She did.
But it says, oh my fucking God, I cried because the video of me in the bathroom, the video of me doing it with Draco, and the video of Satan doing it with, and then it just ends.
Hedwig. Oh, so they're all on
all
there.
The videos are on there.
All the videos
Ebony
are on there.
Could have deleted those. Well,
could
who knows
she?
How this
could
video
she?
Camera works.
Could she? So he says, quote, if you kill me, then these videos will be shown to everyone in the school. Then you can be just like that gothic girl, Paris Hilton. He laughed meanly. So I guess the biggest crime he could commit is that he has misidentified Paris Hilton as a goth.
As a goth?
Yeah,
that's quite the crime.
Yeah.
How is he going to leak these videos when he's dead?
I don't know. So Ebony screams, no. FYI, I have the picture of you doing it with Lupin. And Lupin says, what's she talking about? It says that Lupin slurped. This is his description of saying, what is she talking about? Lupin slurped.
Oh, no.
Harry says, I saw too. She's going to show everyone the picture. Lumpkin roars, shut up. Mm-hmm. And Voldemort says, foolish ignoramuses.
Amazing.
Yes. I mean, this was all quite foolish.
Yes.
I'm glad Voldemort's coming back in here to get us back on track.
He continues, thou shall all die soon. Think again, you fucking muggle poser, Harry yelled. And then he and Diablo and Neville both took out three people, but they both took out black guns. But Voldemort took out his own gun.
Okay, they've all got guns.
Oh, and Ebony says, you guys are in a Latin standoff. Now, you don't have to take Latin in high school to know that she meant Mexican standoff, but to mix up Mexican and Latin, like Latin America, that's great. A Latin standoff.
Dear. Also, ooh, they're not in a standoff because it's 3-on-1. What is happening?
Oh, yes. Quote, Akko Neville's wand. Akio should follow Pokemon rules. You have to say what you're Akioing. That should be canon. That is great.
Yes. Also, always Akio Neville's wand. That's the easiest of it.
Akio Neville's wand, cried Voldemort, and suddenly Neville's wand was in his hand. Now I shall kill thee all, and Ebony, you will die. He made lightning come all over the place.
Now he's Emperor Palpatine.
Unlimited power. Save us, Ebony, Dumbledore cried. I cried sexily. I just wanted to go to the common room with my friends while we watched Shark Attack 3 and Saw 2 and do it with Draco. I mean, the best three things that you could do.
Yeah.
And I knew I had to do something more impotent.
Yep.
Abracadabra, I shooted. And that's it.
That's it. That's the end.
No
that's
way.
It.
No. Damn it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to double check on the fanfic.com copy because this was on the My Mortal Web thing. So this is a note from the person who uploaded it. So that was the last update of My Immortal that I know of. I hope you all enjoyed that. I logged back into this account to laugh at my old fanfiction with my friends. I saw you're all still viewing and commenting on it many years later. That's pretty amazing. I'm sure the original author appreciates it. Well, bye now. I hope you never read something as awful as My Immortal ever again. Hey, fuck off, Midnight Essence person that re-uploaded this. This is a work of gold. Wow. Okay. So I wasn't like super invested in trying to figure out what happened. I know a lot of people have sent me videos and things and all these theories about who the author is and all that kind of stuff. Now I'm heavily invested. Now I gotta, I don't know if we'll do a whole episode about it, but I gotta at least figure out what happened because it just stops here.
Yeah.
It's a powerful way to end. It seemed like they were kind of trying to find a place to end it because they'd been talking about getting close to the end for a while.
Right.
And I think this cliffhanger is probably one of the most powerful cliffhangers. So obviously, where they had to leave off.
That's where it's got to stop.
Man, my goodness. Well, this has been a ride. We have covered a whole lot. We've even done live reading of the final chapters to get the full experience. But Kim and Sequoia, now that we have covered all of this, what are your thoughts? What are your overarching opinions?
This fan fiction is extremely powerful.
Yes.
It is probably one of the best known works of fan fiction that exists.
Yes.
In this world. People who are like not even Harry Potter people have read bits and pieces of this fan fiction. It's just sort of part of the cultural zeitgeist. And I think that this person having, this is the first time I've read this in full. This person did an absolutely beautiful, beautiful job putting together this piece of parody. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I will ever read a parody as beautiful as this. Because it's a parody of not just, it's like a parody of fan fiction.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's so many levels deep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it just keeps getting deeper. You've got so many layers. First off, making fun of Harry Potter. Second, making fun of fan fiction. Third, making fun of Harry Potter fan fiction. Fourth, by knowing goth stuff but being way over the top of it, kind of making fun of goth culture and also prep culture. Then there's the author's note meta-narrative. Then there's the Raven 2 chapter side plot where we hate Raven very briefly.
Yes.
Then there's the hacking meta-narrative. So that is eight different layers. This is like whatever cake they had to make that one time on the Great British Bake Off where it's like 20 layers or whatever. Eight layers, man, it is very impressive. It is incredibly done. And you could even add the ninth layer of people on fanfiction.net not getting the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's big and important.
Powerful. My gosh.
Kim, how many outfit descriptions were in this fanfiction?
My final count was 66.
Yes, more outfit descriptions and chapters. We did it.
Which is unfortunately three away from the funny number, which is a real shame.
I was going to say.
Really good. Some of those outfit descriptions also are just so beautiful and perfect.
Yeah.
I would read a compilation of just the outfit descriptions, honestly.
Ooh, I think you've determined the next bonus episode of Potterless, because I did have to skip over those for this coverage just because they are so long that it would have been 12 episodes. Like, yes. If we did every outfit description, it would have been impossible. But they are fantastic. And speaking of fantastic, this has been fantastic, as have the two of you been. Thank you so much for dedicating so much time to reading and covering this with me. I've had so much fun. I hope the two of you had so much fun. I hope the listeners had fun. But
yes.
This was a blast.
Yes.
I've enjoyed this so much. I haven't had this much fun doing Potterless episodes in a minute. So this has been great. I'm so enthused.
Thank you so much for letting us come on and take over your show for 5 weeks
to scream
to talk
about
this thing.
I don't even know what. What was this?
It was fantastic. I miss the world where at conventions we would do crossover things of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that will come back into the world, whether it's conventions or I do have a Potterless live show booked for Utah. If we'll see if that
what?
Ends up happening. Yeah. I had booked it originally when there was going to be the Colorado LeakyCon. I booked a bunch of that area shows. So I had like Denver, Minnesota. I had like a whole Midwest, but into Utah thing. So I do have like a Salt Lake thing on the books tentatively. So that could be a very fun live show if we do something.
We will.
Oh my gosh.
See you then, I guess.
We will, at the very least, we will be there.
Oh no, you're gonna, I don't know if the show is happening because the world, but I will put it into fucking stone that if I do a live show, you two are the guests.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do a bracket of the best outfit descriptions in My Immortal.
Oh my God.
We'll do some sort of contest. It'll be fantastic. But Kim and Sequoia, thank you so much for joining. If people want to find you doing stuff, where can they find you?
If you want to find us talking about Harry Potter fan fiction, you can find our podcast, Fanatical Fix and Where to Find Them, wherever pods are cast.
If you want to find me and my guests taking romantic films and turning them into horror movies, you can find us at But Make It Scary on social media, at the But Make It Scary podcast, on anywhere pods are cast.
So great. Highly recommend both of those shows. Good stuff. Kim and Sequoia, thank you for joining. Listeners, thank you for listening. And as they say in the wizarding world of Harry Potter, before they put on their eyeliner and nail polish and leather outfits with corset things and lace stuff, wizard on.
Woo!
Hey,
Hey, speaking of live shows, Multitude is doing digital live shows. Join the Party is doing one on May 13th. Potterless will be doing one in early June. If you want to stay up to date about all of our pods doing digital live shows, you can head on over to multitude.productions/live. Potterless was created by Mike Schubert. It is hosted by Mike Schubert. It is edited by Mike Schubert. It is produced by Mike Schubert, as well as Vicky Garcia, Christine, Aaron Johnson, Klauser, Lopu, Marchismo, Juan Sanfeliu, Rosemary Dajmarie, Lisa C. Keen, Audra, Eleanor Curlin, Nikita Power, Rachel Guthrie, Alex Consulver, John Kotker, Noel Basile, Claire Spencer, Rory Collier, Veronica Bartova, Lada Bartova, Noah, Jennifer Marclue, Justin Montero, Jacob Parrish, Maya Gray, Polly Burge, Zena Rosnowski, Harlan Haskins, Nikki Harris, Kine, Sarah Shedder, Marta Morrison, Flora Sake, Skyla Lilly, Edel Ryan, Professor Threat, Ellie Hoskovchova, Michael David Yordi, Kelly Otilio, Kerry Crumpler, Connie Bienkowski, Jen Wendt, Nedry OS, Will Huser, Marique Rieger, Ashton Gabrielson, Brittany Gutierrez, Phelan, The Meadows Family, Ginny from the Block, Heather Langille, Kevin Stewart, Jarl Sviven, Peter McGrath, Callahan Anderes, Bella Barlack, Melanie Demi, Reese Dignan, Joseph Torp, Madison, Don't Call Me an Infidora, Sabrina Balsicker, Sophia Loves Pigs, Farzan Jarabat, Melanie DeRafe, Matt Barger, Okamahime, Boni Pony, Kelsey Gillespie, Rike Mango Jensen, Taylor Payne, Megan Moon, Riley Kiedis, Laurel Happy, Erica Butler, Kendra Hertz, Natanya Page, Yogan Shanley, Darcy Alexandra Harrison, Sandra Rose, Craig McRoberts, Demi Lynn, Michelle Spurgeon, Henrique Wolf, Casey Canales, Megan Stampin, Jack Skitzes, Dane Nemcher, Little One, Ilaria Vicentin, Gregory Hughes, Caw Caw, Mother Feathers, Ribbon Monstrosity, Jack Parr, Serenity Allen, Haley Hastings, Sabrina Casanova, Jenny Browers, Eileen Gazesh, Annette Pipitone, Hufflepuff Alumni, Brett Clausen, Mary Price, Artemis, Samantha McNamara, Nina Campley, Tatiana Schmidt, Carries Davies, Little Vomit Spiders Running Around, Punkfish, Wire Warrior 4976, Joe Sander, Michael Peavy, Maya Saunders, Jasmine Ellis, Neely, Tate Sasson, Sam Sam Reby, Adriana Hernandez, John Savio, Jody, Dunna Morphe, Nash Sanadiki, Emma L. Oscar Thomason, Greg Bonastali, Sean Kirkoba, Steamed Nuggets, and Can't I Potter? Web design by Kelly Schubert, and the music is by Bettina Campomanes. If you want to find us on social media, you can at facebook.com/potterless, twitter.com/potterlesspod, instagram.com/potterlesspodcast, and reddit.com/r/potterless. For any and all information about the show, you can go to potterlesspodcast.com. Bonus content lives at patreon.com/potterless, and merch lives at potterlesspodcast.com/merch. If you want to tell someone about the show, you think of someone that might like it, reach out to them directly and say, hey, there's this podcast called Potterless. I think you would like it. Word of mouth really does help the show. Other ways you can do this that are similar are posting about it on social media or leaving a rating and review online. These things really help. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, as they say in the wizarding world of Harry Potter, wizard on!